Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for actually 3 hours today. We've got Syria is coming in between 12 and 1. Well, they're already here. Between 1 and 2, we'll have Cindy McLeish. And then between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes. And you know what it's about? We've got someone lined up. We've got the music that has been a part of their life, and they'll tell us the reasons why, and they'll tell us all about their life, and that's between 2 and 3. But being the fourth Wednesday of the month, between 12 and 1, we've got Siri in with us, as we always do. And today we've got Renee. Now, Renee's the manager down at First Impressions. How are you, Renee?
Good, thanks, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Great to have you in. Now, we need to talk, and I know I bag on nearly every time that Siri come in talking about First Impressions, but hey, you're the person we really should be talking to. I think it's a terrific project, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. And I know we've talked a lot about, for the ladies going back to work, you can help them with nice clothes, you can help them with a resume. Do you operate, you're not an op shop, but do you operate the same way? So if we've got some ladies listening who haven't got a lot of money, and let's face it, to be nicely dressed and feel nice about yourself is really terrific. Can they come in and buy from the shop, or if they're doing really bad, are you able to help them out?
Yeah, definitely, Alan. That's probably one of the misconceptions is while we started off as definitely trying to help people get back into the workforce, we are there for all women in the community to provide affordable clothing just to feel good about yourself, just for everyday wear, a special occasion, or maybe that job or interview that they're going to attend. So anyone from the public, and we encourage anyone from the public to come and shop at either our Lilydale location or our Yarra Junction location, because it's also about affordable shopping and sustainable shopping. We've got a really big sustainability footprint that we'd like to sort of fill this year, so that's another good thing.
I must say I've probably helped perpetuate that myth, because every time I've spoken about it, I've really spoken about the ladies getting back into work and, you know, all that, and we haven't actually touched upon the fact that other people can come in and buy, or if they're doing it really tough, that you could perhaps help them out.
Definitely, if they are doing them tough, we can definitely help them out. We have a really affordable a range of clothing starting from $5, but we can also do clothing packs for those that are really in need. We also have pamper packs, makeup packs. We also have ladies' underwear.
I was going to touch on that because, and I don't want to sound like a creepy old man, but very often, and I would have thought that, well, my impression is that if a family's doing it tough, very often the mum's the one who says, oh, no, I'm not hungry tonight, or doesn't buy dresses for herself because the child needs new shoes and, you know, money spent at school. And I would have thought that one of the things that was probably, if you're cutting back, would be what you just mentioned, would be something that people are not going to see. So there's no, you're not against people coming in and getting those things, are you? Because you must feel good if you...
Yeah, 100%. Like, and the underwear part of it and the makeup and the pamper packs, that's all a free service. So they're new and near new bras, but obviously new underwear. And all of our clothing is near new and some new as well. We've recently partnered with Motto. So we have some really amazing brands at the shop for a really amazing prices. So you can sort of come in and maybe if you can afford to even spend $20 and you can get 4 pieces of clothing. And
can't do better than that, can you?
No. Yeah. And we help style you. We help with picking out outfits if that's what you want, with sizes. It's very personalised, but it's also a very sort of safe and inclusive environment, so there's no judgment. We have a lot of loyal customers that just come in because they can know they can get an amazing bargain where they couldn't get elsewhere.
Now, the other thing too, Renee, I'm going to ask you, because a lot of op shops get quite a lot of what I would call junk, but probably not. But I've seen them with men's shirts and, you know, their collars are not only stained, but they're nearly worn out. From the impressions I've got from yourself and others, you're fairly selective as to what you put on the racks.
We are fairly selective, but we do get sometimes things that aren't quite sort of fit for purpose for our shop. Couple of things we've done recently was we've secured a grant from Recycling Victoria, That grant has enabled us to run a series of workshops up at our Yarra Junction site every Thursday. They're 5-week workshops that'll be going for the remainder of the year. Right. And it's about repurposing clothing into useful items. So some of the workshops that we... the first workshop that we're doing is intro to textiles, and other ones are soft toys and winter woolies, paper making and hand printing, book binding, jewellery and accessories. So that's going to be running right throughout the year, and all materials provided.
Sorry, these at night or during the day?
During the day. So they're at our Yarra Junction Community Hub. So 10 till 12:30 every Thursday.
Oh, right.
And it's $5 a workshop, so it's $25 for the 5 weeks, so it's really, really affordable. And all the materials are provided, and we're repurposing and recycling materials that maybe can't be sold or you can't do anything with. Yeah.
So they're still not going to the landfill, are they?
Correct. We've taken probably diverted about 1.5 ton out of landfill just in the last 6 months alone.
That's terrific.
It's so our target this year is to get to about 2.5 ton.
Gee, that's terrific. Renee, we've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
The
welcome back to Community Connections, and I've got Renee with me from First Impressions up at Yarra Junction. Renee, we've talked about the ladies who aren't going back to work, that they can either still buy clothing and whatever through yourself, and if they're really hard push and can prove it, that you can help them out. But we also need to talk about the ladies who do need to be dressed for a job interview, because some of these ladies probably never expected to be going back to work, and with interest rates going up so high and all this, and they haven't had a lot of money, so they can't deck themselves out. And whether we like it or not, you walk into a room and if you go in looking dowdy, you're already behind the eight ball, which shouldn't happen, but it does. So, but you're also able to look after ladies who go back to work, but not only just through giving them clothes and that, or them buying cheaply clothes, you can also help them with such things as CV and that too, can't you?
Yeah, we definitely can. So we run a regular workshop with Swinburne Jobs and Skills. So Olivia comes in every 6 weeks, and we do things like, you know, resume writing, looking for jobs, interview techniques and skills, all of that sort of stuff. But in between that, anyone can come in and ask for assistance from us, and we'll be able to directly help them. Or if it's a little bit more involved, we might refer them on to one of our business partners that we work with in the community, or they can you know, make an appointment to sit down with us personally one-on-one. So there's lots of different options for them to get assistance.
Sounds great. I've got something else I want to ask you, but I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
You're the reason I don't sleep at night. I'm loving you so, I'm all hot hands, and baby, you're the reason I don't sleep at night. Well, I'm walking the floor, I'm feeling so blue. Smoke cigarettes and drink coffee too, but baby, you're the reason I don't sleep at night. Cigarettes and drink coffee too. Strum my guitar, look at the moon. I'm losing my sleep over you. And then I drink coffee too. Strum my guitar, I look at the moon. I'm losing my sleep over you. You're the reason.
And that was Jerry and the Pacemakers, and what was it called? You're the Reason. Renee, I mean, I have Renee with me from First Impressions with Siri. Renee, I guess you're always looking for volunteers.
Yes, we are, Alan. We have our two sites at Yarra Junction and at Lilydale, which is number 7 to 9. And we have a lot of women coming to
volunteer. It's a pink door, isn't it?
Well, there's not a pink door. No, the pink door's Yarra Junction.
Oh, sorry.
And there's a sliding door at Lilydale. But yes, there is a lot of pink involved. But yeah, women come to volunteer for us for different reasons. So one might be they need some skills to get back into the workforce, and volunteering is a great tangible way to get those skills. You can pop it on your resume. We can often help with refereeing, being a referee, etc. A lot of women come to be community-minded for friendship, yep, and also just to get some confidence. Their confidence might have deteriorated, especially was quite common through COVID, and they just need that little bit of confidence just to sort of get back out into community and feel good about themselves.
And it is surprising how much people's self-will and also the ability to want to be out amongst the population has disintegrated very badly with some people, hasn't it?
It definitely has. And we have a lot of women coming to us because the women that volunteer in the shop, they make the decisions. They are very empowered to be as involved or not as they want to be. And it's just a really supportive, inclusive environment, and people just feel really safe. And then eventually their confidence just comes at a natural sort of pace.
And I suppose some of them start off probably few hours a day or a few hours a month, and then as they feel comfortable themselves, maybe they expand that as well.
Yeah, most women will come weekly, but just for a few hours. So we really, you know, we sit down and say, what's day suitable for you? How many hours? Is it once a week? Is it once a fortnight? So it's not a forced thing. It's just how, yeah, like you're right, what they're comfortable with.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of these people or ladies that we talk about in particular have probably got school-aged children, so they want to work around that too.
Yeah, and that we're fine with that. We've actually got our volunteers, we've had as young as 15, up until the mid-70s, mid to late 70s. So we have quite a range. Maybe the retired lady wants to come because they want to give back to the community and just create those friendships. And then there's, you know, the other down the other end of the scale where maybe they've been out of work for a while and just want to sort of get back into that routine.
One of the things I bang on a lot about on this show is social isolation, and that can very often happen in the older age group, particularly if a married couple, they retire, they've got all these plans to travel, and either the husband dies, and all of a sudden wifey hasn't got the same ability, some haven't driven, and, you know, there's a variety of reasons, and there's a real easy to be able to just... Yeah, and I spoke to one lady on air once, and she said, some days I never got out of my 90. I just got up and sat on the couch. I'd make some lunch, and then I'd sit there, and then I'd be watching TV. And that's not going to do anyone's mental health one scrap of good, is it?
It's not. And funnily enough, we've had that exact person. Yeah, say that exact.
So I couldn't have even invented it if I'd have wanted to.
You couldn't have. We've had volunteers say, I was literally couldn't get out of bed, and I saw your volunteer sign, and I thought, what have I got to lose? And the transformation is phenomenal for their own mental health and well-being. Yep. But because what we do is so much fun as well, and the women get involved if they want to in our extra activities that we do within the community, like we do pamper events and markets and all lots of fun stuff, and it's amazing, the transformation. And
I should just quickly ask you, because I've got something else that I want to ask you for next, but the Christmas market. Well, I don't think I've seen anyone since Siri, because that was pretty close to Christmas. Yeah. How did that go?
The Christmas market was absolutely fantastic. I think there was over, you know, 2,000 people that maybe came through the market. There was quite a lot. Lots of stalls. We've got our next market coming up, our Easter market.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that's on the 27th of March. I think it's a Sunday. So, but it's the last Sunday in March, 26th or 27th, so forgive me if I've got the dates wrong.
Yep.
And then we have our winter market coming up in July.
Yep. So that'll be just as good. All right. So I just haven't seen anyone since the Christmas market, so it's good to catch up on that. Now, donations. This game doesn't work without donations, does it? Yep. Now, first of all, we should mention, and I don't want to cut across you, you don't want old junk, because it's going to cost Siri money to either get rid of it or whatever, does it? So you don't want junk.
No, we don't. We really want exceptionally good quality women's clothing. So we like to sort of say near new, or, you know, it's not well-worn clothing that we don't want. Something that's really quite like in the new condition as possible, really good quality, that, you know, women can come in and buy and feel like they, you know, they're wearing something new, but they've only paid $5 for it. So, yeah.
Because very often ladies tend, probably generalising, I shouldn't say that, but very often you hear of ladies, oh, I bought something a couple of years ago, I don't know where that is now or something. So very often ladies have got, and I'm not having a shot at your ladies, but stuff in the cupboard that's probably never going to go anywhere. So it's a good chance for them to pick out the really good stuff and put it into a really good course.
Exactly. So we'd sort of say smart casual through to workwear and formal, shoes and accessories, handbags, all of that sort of stuff that we'll take. And you can drop it off. There's quite a few drop-off points, but Yarra Junction Community Hub, Seville Community House are a drop-off point.
Is it? Yep.
Chirnside Park Community House is another drop-off point, and we have a couple of racks there to shop, and our Lilydale store is obviously the other drop-off point.
Yep.
But you can also do a targeted donation drive as well. So basically within your work, if you do work, you might work in an organisation that's got a lot of women, or you might be involved in a kinder or a school or a sporting club, and you can do one, just a targeted one to say, hey, we're doing this for first impressions, this is the sort of stuff we want, and we make it really easy for you. We come and collect it from you, we give you some point of sale and things to pop up and emails to send out, and some social media tiles, etc. But it's all on our website.
Are you also looking for money, or is it you'd prefer the actual items?
No, we also are looking for sponsorship and funding. We're a not-for-profit organisation, and First Impressions does rely on sort of grants and philanthropic sort of monies and stuff like that. So definitely, if anyone's in the position to give us some monetary funding, that would be much appreciated.
Sounds good to me. Or I guess if somebody doesn't want to give money, they could always go out and buy a few new dresses. It doesn't matter what size, because obviously you'd have people from various sizes coming in. Or I guess some of the staff, you would prefer brand new, wouldn't you?
Definitely. We do, like you said before, have a lot of things come in with tags on them, because people have bought things that's too hard to return online, and they've got the tags on them. So that's amazing if we do get that sort of stuff. It just goes a long way to making women sort of feel self-empowered and feeling really great about themselves. It's just...
Keep going.
Nothing come. There's just nothing better than seeing a woman leave with a smile on their face.
It's all right. I'm trying to send it. I was going to ask you, because I don't want to sound like a creepy old guy, but we're going back. You were talking about underwear. Do you you wouldn't want that second hand, would you? That would have to be brand new?
For the underwear, obviously the bottom's brand new, the briefs. But with the bras, if they are, again, in a really near new condition, because obviously too, sometimes you'll buy it and you try it on the shops and then you get home and you think, oh no, it's pinching me, or it's not quite the right size.
Or I haven't got a dress to...
You've put on weight, lost weight. So as long as it's, you know, in really good nick, we'll take them as well, definitely, because we don't always have the opportunity to get them brand new.
All right. We'll take another quick break. We've got a few other issues to talk to Renee about, and we'll be back shortly.
So far away. Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're talking to Renee from First Impressions. Now, I know we've talked a lot about First Impressions. We've probably talked about it for nearly 45 minutes, but Siri isn't just First Impressions. We know we had Gus in, and I should mention Gus's life story as such is on our, if you go to call up our www.yarravalleyfm.org.au, the first page will come up. You look down on the left-hand side of podcast, click on that. Then another screen will come up and it's got choice tunes. Click on that and go down a little while, and Gus is the CEO there, and you'll find out what a nice person she is, but also the music that has played a big part in her life. So give it a listen. And there are plenty of others there too, mine and heaps of people there. Anyway, training. Siri is not just First Impressions. There's lot of other things.
It's not. And I actually work, First Impressions falls under the Training and Hubs banner, and I do work in that area as well. So, we have a few new things coming up and starting soon in March. So through the shop, through FICE, as we like to, it's the acronym for First Impressions Clothing Exchange, yes. Yeah. We've got a double qualification. So it's a Certificate 3 in Business and Community Services. So it's going to be run 2 days a week, Mondays and Tuesdays. It's a six-month course, and there's supported work experience, so it's going to give you some great tools to work in, you know, either an admin, customer service, or a community services area. We've also have something very exciting. We're getting a purpose-built food truck, so that'll be finished any day now. Yep. And that's going to give people a qualification in a Certificate 2 in cookery and tourism, so which is so that, popular.
Yeah, absolutely. So where's that going to operate?
So that'll operate out of Lilydale and Chirnside. So it'll be 2 days a week, Thursdays and Fridays, again for 6 months. 1 day is theory and 1 day is practical, which will be the kitchen at Chirnside Park, community hub, or it'll be in the food truck. So you'll be going to do markets or events and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's going to be amazing.
And you'll have it at your market?
Yes, we definitely will. It's going to be showcased at our upcoming AGM on the Thursday, the 23rd of March, at the Chirnside Park Community Hub.
And you're looking for people to come? So what
was that? That's the AGM, our annual general 23rd of March.
What time?
5:30 to 8:30. Now, that is open to the public as well. You just go on to try booking, but if you head to our website at www.siri.org.au, you can find out more information.
That's terrific. So, yeah, and apart from that training, I know you've got the responsible serving of alcohol.
We do. We've got a few more things coming up, especially online, which I know sometimes that's a bit more tangible for people, especially if they're working. Yep. So online we have our Certificate 3 in Business, our Certificate 3 in Early Childhood and Education.
And there's plenty of jobs available in early childhood.
There is. Very big industry that needs a lot of people. A Certificate 4 in Education Support, so that's working in schools.
And they're short of people.
They are too. And then the Diploma of Community Services, which I'm actually currently doing through Siri, and that's online as well. And like you said, Alan, we do have work skills, so you can do your RSA, your first aid, your CPR and food safety as well. Yeah.
So, I mean, really, there's a real bag there. If you're looking for training, We'll give you the contact details very shortly. Go in there and have a look. I did the RSA, and I've got to say straight up, I paid for it, so it's not like I'm trying to repay a debt. You know, I paid for it fully, and I'm happy with that. So, and that was a terrific little course. One night, 4 hours, and it was all done. And I know while I was there, in the next training room, they were doing the medical one?
The first aid?
That's it. I had a mental blank there for a minute.
We could also do like groups. So like if you're at a business and you need to train your staff in CPR or first aid, because that does expire. CPR expires 12 months. First aid is every 2 years, I believe. Yeah. Could be three. Or, you know, you want to upskill some new people in the RSA course, we can come to you, or we can do large groups as well.
We should mention CPR because a number of people that I've spoken to are really frightened to get involved in a situation that they could get sued. But I've brought this up with our legal people, and they tell me, providing you act within the realms of what you're training, there is a special act of Parliament, which I can't remember what it is, that actually protects you, that you can't, providing you, like, you don't do anything silly, providing you stay within the bounds of what that training is, there's no chance of it. Because I know a few people said, oh, if anything goes wrong, I'll be sued, but I don't believe they can.
No, I don't think so either. And it's just such a really great skill to have. I'm CPR trained and I've done it numerous times for my role, and I just think it's an invaluable tool to have, especially if you've got young children or around elderly parents that you care for or neighbours and that sort of stuff. And
out on the road, I've been in country town or country roads where there's an accident and there's nobody else around, so you just, someone will die if someone doesn't do something about it.
And it's good that we're getting more and more defibrillators around now in shopping centres and businesses, and using a defibrillator is a part of your CPR training.
Yep. And it's not that hard.
They're not hard at all. They actually talk you through where to place the pads, how to do it. It tells you basically what to do. So
you're a big dummy. Even I can use one, so I've never had to, thank goodness.
No, neither
have I. But I've seen them and I've done the training, and anybody could do it.
Exactly.
With half a brain. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Renee, we just need to mention the AGM again because I believe, do you have a guest speaker coming?
Yeah, we do have a guest speaker. We have Faye Brown from Motto. So for those women that know the Motto brand that's been in Australia for quite a while.
Is it a brand of clothing or something?
It's a women's clothing boutique. Yep. They've been, it's Australian-owned boutique. So it's run by Faye and her daughter, Lauren. So they're the designers behind this business, and they provide exclusive, like, and long-lasting pieces, just to help women dress confidently. And they've got a real unique style.
Terrific.
Yep. So Faye will be at our AGM, and we've also, like I said, partnered with Motto through First Impressions, and you may find some Motto pieces in the shop when you come.
Probably not me, but
and they can be quite expensive. So we're, you know, obviously selling them at quite a reduced price. Yeah.
So what was the date of the AGM?
So the AGM is on Thursday, the 23rd of March. It's at the Chirnside Park Community Hub from 5:30 till 8:00. There will be light refreshments between 5:30 and 6:30, and you'll also meet the Project Siri team, which is the food truck. So that will be there as well. And you can go onto our socials, so onto our Facebook page, and you can get the link for the tickets there, or you can ring the Siri number, which I...
Oh, so you need to book for
the... You do need to book, just so for catering purposes.
Yep.
But you can ring 1300 835 235. That's 1300 835 235. So for any of the things you've heard today, you can ring Siri direct and they'll give you more information.
And there's somebody answering that office hours Monday, Friday.
Yeah, someone will. Maybe the lovely Katie or Ren or Nicole or Mandy might answer. And you can head to our website at www.siri.org.au. So www.siri.org.au.
.org.au. But we've got to keep mentioning Siri is C-I-R-E.
Oh, yes. And Siri is C-I-R-E because a lot of people will see and think we're called Sire, and we're not called Sire, we're called Siri. And on the website, if you go to the accredited qualification page or the work skills tab, that'll have all the information about the courses. There's also a tab for First Impressions. So there's lots of information on that webpage.
And that's again, please?
www.siri.org.au.
Now, there's no dots in between the C, the I, and R.
No, it's just Siri, one word, C-I-R-E.
Yep.
And you can also, if you want to find out a bit more about First Impressions Clothing, we're on Facebook and Instagram. So we're First Impressions Clothing Exchange on Facebook and First Impressions Clothes on Instagram. And it's just a great way of, I suppose, finding out a bit more about what we do, and there's lots of great content on those pages.
All right, Renee, that sounds terrific. We've still got 3 or 4 minutes to go, so do you want to just run through a bit more of the training so that we can people can see what... just how vast a Siri is?
Yeah. So we have everything from pre-accredited training, so that's training that you might do a course in but you don't get a qualification. We have our everyday learners training that runs 5 days through the week. Then we have our accredited training, so that's our certificates from 2 to diploma. So like I mentioned earlier, we're running a double qualification, a Certificate 3 in Business and a Certificate 3 in Community Services, run over 2 days, a Monday and a Friday. Small class sizes, which is really, really important, and also school-friendly hours. And it is a very supportive environment. We do want our students to succeed and pass. We offer extra support with study groups and learning and that sort of stuff, because it can be very daunting if you're going back as a mature age student to study. I've done it.
A lot of people think you're finished when you leave school, haven't you?
You might be looking to enter into a new industry and you need that qualification.
What about aged care, Renee? Do you offer...
We do offer aged care. So we offer a Certificate 3 in Individual Support and a Certificate 4 in Disability as well. So you need to do the first one and then go into the second one, the Disability.
Because with aged care, and also we were talking about with...
Early childhood.
Early childhood. There are so many jobs around that if a lady is looking for a job, all you've got to do is complete the training and you can almost guarantee a job, can't
well,
you?
Well, a lot of the times now, because the work school is so short, or the workers yep. are so short, that so, as soon as you commence the course, you can pretty much get a job immediately and you can work you? While you train. In some instances, yes, you can. So you don't even have to finish the qualification to be able to start working in the industry.
Yeah, because I know we were just talking before with both those, there's just a chronic shortage and you know, let's face it, if we haven't got the aged care workers, well, you haven't got anywhere for the people to go. And the same with the young people. I know the government have changed the rules on early childhood, haven't they? So there's going to be a whole lot more time available in these childcare centres, but they need people to run them.
There's definitely a workers shortage in those areas indeed. Yeah. And we have all those courses that we can offer. And I think we're just a bit more person-centric in how we deliver them. And we really want our students to succeed for whatever age or whatever background. We're there to support them through the process.
Yeah. And I guess particularly with early childhood, for a lady who's got her own children, it's probably a really good match, isn't it? Because, you know, they start at school time and they often finish just before school time.
Yeah, early childhood or even ed support, so working in schools yep. as an education support aid to the teachers yep. is another great job that is very family friendly.
Yeah, which is good in time. Renee, look, we wish you well. I'm probably, I would say, one of your best ambassadors for the first impression, because I just think so many ladies miss out, and you know, if you dress well, you feel good. You know, if you dress dowdy, well, you're just not that good. So, the phone number again, please.
So it's 1300 835 235. First Impressions is located number 7-9 John Street, Lilydale. And we're open 9 to 5.
And the pink door is at Yarra Junction.
And the pink door is at Yarra Junction. So we have our Yarra Junction location and our Lilydale location, and anyone can come and shop with us and pick up an amazing piece of clothing for a bargain, and just like you said, Alan, feel really good about themselves, whether it's just because you want to or you need to have a purpose like a job or you're going for a night out or what have you. Yeah.
And you can also get some help with your the idea of a CV. And I guess if you volunteer in the shop, you can put that on the CV as well.
100% you can. And you can volunteer, like I said, for lots of different reasons. We don't just, you can just be community-minded, just to give back or just to get a friend.
Thanks, Renee, for coming. And we'll talk to someone from CIRE, the fourth Wednesday of, that'll be March. Thanks.